You're listening to the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam International. We're joined on the line by Mawlana Ridwan Vaid. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, how are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, yourself, Mufta?
All well, alhamdulillah. Mawlana, we begin with some of the developments at Sanha over the last few days. Is there anything to share with us in that regard?
We'd just like to remind listeners of our AGM that is going to be taking place this Sunday in Cape Town at the Taronga Road Masjid. Inshallah, this will start at 10 o'clock, and we humbly request everybody to make their way to the Taronga Road Masjid Hall, and inshallah, they'll get to see firsthand the workings of Sanha Financials, etc., and whatever questions and concerns they have, they may obviously meet with the members and get that addressed. So we extend an invitation once again to all the listeners, especially those residing in the Cape Town area, to try and make their way this Sunday at 10 o'clock for our AGM. We'd love to see you there, inshallah.
Inshallah. Allah make it easy and everything goes well, inshallah. Now, when we look at the Sanha Twitter line, it reads that Sanha has aligned itself to the BDS and applies their guidelines in determination of such a company's products. To date, the BDS has not identified any Sanha certified company as part of the BDS campaign. Sanha rejects the campaign by certain individuals to capitalize and sensationalize issues as malicious, devious, and distasteful. It puts Muslims against Muslims and detracts and deviates from the real goal of liberating Palestine.
See, Muslims, that is part of a statement that we released. Obviously, on Twitter, you only allowed certain amount of characters per tweet, and therefore our statement had to be broken up into various and spaced over various tweets. But taking everything into context and holistically, what basically the statement mentioned and what the part that you've read part of is that we have recently had quite a few queries with regards to Sanha certification of Israeli products, and we've had various people over social media, you know, forming their own opinions and sending out messages and this and that and images, etc. So, you know, once and for all, to state Sanha's position on the matter, we released a statement, part of which you read. What had happened is that, as our statement says, you know, from the beginning, that Sanha is almost 20 years old, and we've certified thousands of products. We've certified thousands of products from different countries, but none from Israel. We've never certified an Israeli company, and we don't plan to do so. The statement further mentions with regard to a specific company, that is a South African company, Chela Beverages. We must understand, Chela Beverages, this was an image that people had taken with the Sanha logo of a product made in Israel. Just to contextualize, Chela Beverages is a South African-owned company. They have over 40 products, and most of their products are made in South Africa, and they're made by certain third parties, some of which happen to be Muslim. Some of the parties are non-Muslim-owned. But anyway, it's a South African company. All our requirements of halal are met. In terms of ingredients, etc., and compliance, they meet that, and therefore we've offered them, we've certified them. And our certification with Chela goes back a number of years. Anyway, included in their basket of products, they had about four products that were imported from Israel. Now, in terms of the ingredient composition, those were also found to be halal, and therefore they were under the umbrella of certification for this particular company. We've had requests that we remove our certification from that, and a while ago we did so. Now, the images that have been going around with the Sanha logo and the products stating that they are made in Israel happen to be products that were produced before the withdrawal of that certification. of those particular products. Remember, we have not seized and terminated our certification of the company of Chela Beverage just because that is a South African-owned company. And the products are made, and those products that are made locally, those products that are made in South Africa, our certification continues with such products. There is absolutely no reason to decertify a South African company whose products are made in South Africa. There is nothing suggesting that we should do so. There's no factors that would even entertain a discussion or thought about decertifying a South African company. This is very important. We should remember that. Nevertheless, those images that are going around happen to be before our certification or our logo was removed from the imported products. And we do have certain people, Allah knows best what their intentions are. After clarifying it, after issuing a statement, they hell bent still creating the confusion and undermining our position by forwarding such images when they full well know that that was prior to the removal of the logo on such product. The products have, some of them have a shelf life of 9 months, some go up to 2 years. Therefore, in certain stores, you may still see some of the old products with the logo. This will be phased out, and as the new products come in, this will no longer be the case. Now, we also have people that claim to have phoned the center helpline and spoken to our representatives who mentioned that that Chela is not decertified, and obviously now trying to cause confusion by saying that our statement contradicts this, that we have removed certification. As I've explained very clearly, our certification of Chela Beverages as a company has not, and that is what our helpline representatives were mentioning to consumers. Definitely, we have not seized certification of Chela as a company because it is a South African company with products made in South Africa. What certification has terminated or where the logo is no longer appended is on the imported products. Therefore, we can categorically say that Senha does not certify any Israeli company nor any products made in Israel. And then we also have people that have phoned Chela, allegedly phoned Chela, and the representatives there have told them, or somebody at their call line has told them that Senha certification hasn't been removed. Remember, Mufti, as you would know best, is that a Mufti as well can only answer and give a response according to the question received. So if somebody is asking if Chela is no longer certified by Senha, then they would obviously tell you no, it's still certified. We're not aware of any certification withdrawal, and that is obviously for the entire company. So people have taken that and trying to create more mischief and, you know, asking consumers to call our helpline and inundate us with calls and fights and create a hoo-ha about something, which is a simple matter. If people read our statement, they will come to find out. It's very simple. It's very clear. It manifests what we're trying to say. So read it, understand it, and then if there's any questions with regards to it, then you're welcome to call us. But just, you know, sending out on social media and getting emotional about something which is not even reality, this only seems to create more confusion. And we, you know, it begs the question, what is the intention of such people? But after clarifying, after removing, the whole clamor was that we should not have our logo on it. Once we've done that, then what is the reason? Some people have also gone to the extent of saying, but you used to certify. So that was in the past. And we have explained our reasons, and we've explained how our certification process works. And now it's been removed, which was the ultimate call and the aim. And yes, the part that you have read about the BDS, I mean, you know, there's a lot of groups that are calling for different boycotts or different strategies with regards to Palestine. It is impossible to follow every person that that makes a call, sends an email, has an opinion. Therefore, we have decided, we've met with the BDS, and we've decided that, you know, we should align ourselves to them. We find them to be an organization that is working towards a cause in a structured manner. And therefore, to the best of our ability, we will meet and align ourselves with them. And if they identify any companies that should not be certified, then they should bring that to our notice. And then we will obviously take steps in that light.
A detailed explanation, and you've made it abundantly clear the various aspects to this entire saga. Now, let's move on to some of the queries that are coming through. A reminder to listeners that lines are now open on 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. Anyway, one saying that is Mentos made in Vietnam, halal.
They're probably referring to the Mentos sweet range. What we, from our investigations and queries, what we have come to learn is that there are a few variants that are not halal. It would be easier to mention the ones that are not halal, and thereafter consumers may purchase all others besides those. The ones that are not halal are the rainbow rolls. It contains carmine, an insect derivative, which is not halal. And in addition to that, we have strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, the grape flavor, the cinnamon flavor, and the sour flavor. Those variants are not halal because of the same reason, they have carmine in them. So others besides the ones that I've mentioned, the grape, the rainbow rolls, strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, cinnamon, and the sour ones, besides that, if you find the fruit one, the fruit one, etc., those are all halal.
A caller on the line, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What is it that you'd like to know?
Malaha, I'd like to find out about the Vita Theon. Is that halal?
The Vita Theon sachets are halal. The ones that you mix, those are halal.
You got that?
Jazakallah so much. Okay, right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, so if you'd like to call in, 011-854-1548. That is the way to get your queries through. The Manhattan marshmallows.
Manhattan marshmallows are not approved by Senha. They contain gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
Jazakumullah khair for that. The WhatsApp number, 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548, if you have any WhatsApp queries that you'd like to send through. The next one is the Galaxy gum candy.
Galaxy or Galaxy, those gums are made, if I'm not mistaken, in Indonesia, and some of them are made in Turkey. Unfortunately, despite the efforts to source information on them, we haven't been successful, so at this current time, we are unable to give any assurances on that.
The next one, does Sanha certify any cat food?
No, and unfortunately, we've had difficulty in identifying cat food that is halal suitable. Despite many attempts to get information or rather to be able to, you know, give a list to consumers, what we have found is that all of the ones that we've come across thus far have some sort of meat derivatives in it. So at the moment, unfortunately, we're unable to give any guidelines with regards to that.
Yes, an interesting question that has come through, and the question indicates that the person who's asking the question realizes that it is compulsory upon a person who keeps a pet to make sure that you feed the pet halal food. You can't feed the pet haram food, so it is an important question, and someone may find it humorous and think, now, what business does Sanha have with feeding pets Sanha approved food? But yet, it is an important aspect of our deen. Interesting indeed. We go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
Alhamdulillah. Maulana, I'd like to find out about the rainbow drumsticks, the wings, and the breast. Are they halal approved?
As far as rainbow poultry is concerned, we've approved the chickens, whether it be whole or in pieces. However, when it comes to value-added rainbow products like bologna, Vienna, crumbed products, etc., we have not issued certification for that. They have different and separate plants. So our certification of rainbow is with regards to the whole chickens, the fresh frozen chicken, just, you know, the chicken that's slaughtered. In addition to that, if they do further process it or is value added with, you know, they have crumbing or seasoning, spicing, or they process the products, that those type of products are not certified by us.
JazakAllah, Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakumullah khair for that. The next call on the line, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
See you live on air.
Yeah, but I'd like to know, clover fruits of the forest yogurt, is that halal?
Clover has recently taken over a lot of the yogurts that were manufactured under the Dairy Bell range, and fruits of the forest was previously a Dairy Bell product which contained gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals. Clover has brought that over. So unfortunately, we do not approve it because of the gelatin that's present in that product.
Okay, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in the interim, while we wait for the next callers to call through, we have a couple of WhatsApp messages. Is the Monster energy drink allowed?
Monster, we have tried to get information from both their facilities in Europe as well as in America. Unfortunately, despite numerous promises to send us information, nothing has been forthcoming. So without that information, we are unable to give any guidelines with regards to Monster energy drink products.
The next one is the Game energy drink product.
That is halal suitable.
Okay, then Beacon All Sorts.
Beacon All Sorts. No, it contains gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals, so those are not appropriate.
The SMS number is 48855. If you have any SMS queries, you can send them through on that, or the WhatsApp number 072-786-1548. The next one is the Cadbury Silk Chocolate, made in France.
That is not approved by Senham because we do not have information on that product. It is, as you mentioned, made in France. We have only been able to give approval on Cadbury chocolates made in South Africa.
So the next one is white wine vinegar, halal?
Yes, it is permissible.
And the Bacon Bites Barbecue?
Bacon Bites, we've only approved the non-meat variant, so the barbecue would not fall under that. Our approval would be for flavors like tomato, etc., but not the barbecue.
Jazakumullah khair for that. 072-786-1548 if you have any queries. The next one is Flutex capsules.
Those capsules do contain bovine gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals. If there is no alternative, then they may be consumed for medical purposes.
We do have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I want to know if commercial ready-made ice cream, are they halal? According to one of the newspapers, they say it's not halal. All commercial ice cream, ready-made.
No, that is not true. I mean, there are certain brands which are commercially made, which are certified by Senha. There's absolutely no problem. For example, the Nestle range of ice creams made in South Africa, the Ola range of ice creams made in South Africa, Cremella, Devlin ice creams, those are all halal. And consumers may access our website or call our helpline for a detailed list of ice cream manufacturers.
Okay, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Then the next one is the natural homeopathic medication by A. Vogel.
Mostly, unfortunately, with A. Vogel, we don't have sufficient details on their range of products. There's quite a large number of products that they manufacture, and information has not been forthcoming on that.
The next one is the Dairy Bell Bliss Yogurt.
That is not approved by us. It contains gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
Okay, that's about it for the queries. Mona, you remind the listeners of the contact details.
So they may contact our helpline 0861 786 111, email us helpline@senha.org.za, Alternatively, you may view our website for information, www.tanha.org.za. Our Twitter handle is @tanha_halal. And our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority.
Jazakallah khaira, more for your time, and we look forward to the next edition of the program.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is Mona Ridwan with the weekly edition of the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam International.